Blessings, family. How you doing? This is Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. Today, I just want to kind of briefly share a quick word with you of encouragement that the Word of God kind of dropped into my mindset today. And actually, it's when you think about it, it's really nothing new. It's kind of more of a revelation of what is to happening today. So I just want to take a few minutes and just kind of share with you the word choice. The word choice. As I was thinking about this before I started this podcast, this right now, I was thinking about choice. And what I come to begin to understand, you know, we live, our life is a life full of choices. A life full of choices and decisions and consequences from those choices and decisions that we make. The life is full of choices. Dating all the way back to the garden with Adam and Eve, they were given a choice to make in the garden. And of the choice that they made, which became their decision, there was a consequence behind that choice. And as I begin to look up this word choice, I found this one definition. I'm just going to keep it plain and simple. The opportunity to make a decision between two options or opinions. 1 Kings 18:1 said, how long will you halt between two opinions? Joshua, I believe the 21st or the 22nd chapter of Joshua says, choose whom this day you will serve, but as for me and my house, we choose to serve the Lord. So choice. Life is full of choices when you really think about it. Every day you wake up, there's a choice behind it. When you wake up, you make a choice to get up, to put your clothes on. You make a choice to go to work. You make a choice to, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You get my drift. Choice. So we do. We live a life that is full of choices. And even in doing this current political climate that we're living in, even during this current pandemic time that we're living, we're making a choice. we choose to listen to mainstream media, which in turn provokes us to make a choice to go this way or that way. We're living in a time where the Bible says there will be a time where we'll call good evil and evil good. We have a president in office right now that there was over 71 million people that voted for him, and vice versa on the other side. But it was a choice that we all made. We made a choice to vote. We made a choice not to vote. For those who didn't vote, shame on you. But we made a choice to vote. And the results of the choices that we made are who we have in office today. So, but getting back to my main objective of talking today was choice. Choice. We all live a life of choices. So I'm telling you, choose whom this day who you will serve. Let your faith be the directive of your choices that you make in life. And the outcome of the consequences will outweigh the consequences of the choices that you make that does not allow the Lord to be involved. Choices. Anyway, I made a choice to do this podcast. I hope someone chooses to listen to it. I hope they make a choice to be better. And I hope the choices always be to lean not into your own understanding, but acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and He will direct your path. That's the right choice. God bless you. God keep you. Join us this evening at 6:30 as we do our What Does the Bible Say? And I will continue to talk on the subject, choice. God bless you. God keep you. Be blessed.